Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
So we say, if you are living in your own village, the acharas to be performed should be incomplete. Swagrame Purnamacharam Anyagrame Tadardhagam Pattanetu Tatpadam Yatre Balad Acharatet. If you are living in your own village, practice all the acharas systematically. If you are living in another village, practice one half of the acharas. Anyagrame Tadardhagam Pattanetu Tatpadam. If you are living in a city, practice only one quarter of the acharas. Yatre Balad Acharate. When you are traveling to some other places, you need not practice any achara. You can do everything just like a child is not expected to perform the acharas. Practice the acharas. So, just like anybody else, you can do the yatra, the travel, without doing any achara. So, this way of explaining that you have to perform all the acharas when you are living in your own village, half of that in another village if you are living, one quarter only needed when you are living in a city, and no acharas are to be practiced or performed when you are traveling to a distant place. It's a logical. It's a rational too. So, that is what Sanatana Dharma informs you, that you are not the slave of your achara. Acharas should not become a bharam for you, burden for you. Acharas are the bhagam of your life, part of your life. Performing the achara should be your bhagyam, your luck. So, bharam, burden, bhagam, part, bhagyam, fortune. So, we should perform the acharas not for making somebody else understand our lifestyle, not for demonstration, not for show, but for our own betterment, our own improvement, our own growth, our own progress and elevation. I told you that we have to elevate psychologically, we have to progress and elevate physiologically, we have to progress, elevate in building our family members' relationship, and we have to progress through social bondage, we have to elevate and we have to develop and we have to progress as far as national viewpoint, vision and integration are concerned. For which customs and rituals are one of the best method, practical method, which can be adopted by anybody in the world. And those customs and rituals should never become a burden. It should become the part of the life. It is never performed for showing somebody, for getting the appreciation of others. But it is for self-improvement. We are performing the acharas. In Mahabharata it is told, achara prabhavo dharma, dharmasya prabhuratyuta. Acharas are the components or constituents of dharma. If you are considering dharma as a towel, as a cloth, then the thread of the cloth is defined as the acharas. All the acharas to be performed by the mother is known as matra dharma. All the acharas to be performed by the father is known as pitra dharma. All the acharas to be performed by the son, putra dharma, by the daughter, putri dharma, by the wife, patni dharma. Acharas to be performed by the husband, bhartra dharma. ఆచారాస్ టు బి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై ద కింగ్ రాజధర్మ, ఆచారాస్ టు బి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై ద మినిస్టర్ అమాత్య ధర్మ, ఆచారాస్ టు బి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై ద టీచర్ ఆచార్య ధర్మ, ఆచారాస్ టు బి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై ద సిటిజన్ పౌర ధర్మ. సో ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్ వెల్ డిఫైన్డ్ ఆచారాస్ ఆర్ దర్ ఆల్ దోస్ ఆచారాస్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ ఇండివిజువల్స్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ కెన్ బి డిఫైన్డ్ యాజ్ దేయర్ ధర్మ. సో మాతృ ధర్మ ఆల్ ద ఆచార్ హస్ టు బి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై ద మదర్. సో యూ హ్యావ్ గాట్ నౌ మాతృ ధర్మ, పితృధర్మ, పుత్రధర్మ, పుత్రీ ధర్మ, పత్నీ ధర్మ, భర్తృధర్మ, రాజధర్మ, అమాత్య ధర్మ, పౌర ధర్మ, ఆచార్య ధర్మ అండ్ సో ఆన్. ఆల్ దీస్ ధర్మాస్ పుట్ టుగెదర్, మాతృధర్మ ప్లస్ పితృధర్మ ప్లస్ పుత్రధర్మ ప్లస్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఈస్ ఈక్వల్ టు సనాతన ధర్మ, ఈస్ ఈక్వల్ టు సనాతన ధర్మ. సో ద సనాతన ధర్మ ఈస్ ద సమ్మరీ ఆఫ్ ఇండివిజువల్స్ ధర్మ. ధర్మ మీన్స్ అగ్రిగేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆచార. దట్ ఈస్ వై వీ కాల్ హిందూయిజం ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ రిలీజియన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ద వే ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. సనాతన ధర్మ ఈజ్ ద వే ఆఫ్ లైఫ్. వాట్ ఈస్ ద డెఫినేషన్ ఆఫ్ సనాతన ధర్మ? సనాతనం మీన్స్ చిరపురాతనం ప్లస్ నిత్య నూతనం ఈస్ ఈక్వల్ టు సనాతనం. ఓల్డర్ దాన్ ది ఓల్డెస్ట్ అండ్ ఎవర్ నోవెల్ ఈస్ ఈక్వల్ టు సనాతనం. ఇన్ భగవద్గీత సనాతనం వర్డ్ ఈస్ ఫర్దర్ డిఫైన్డ్ బై లార్డ్ కృష్ణ. అచ్చేద్యోయమదాచ్యోయం అక్లేద్యో శోష్య ఏవచ నిత్యం సర్వగతస్థానురచలోయం సనాతన. ద వన్ విచ్ కెనాట్ బి డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ బై కట్టింగ్ యూసింగ్ ఎ నైఫ్, విచ్ కెనాట్ బి డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ బై వాటర్ ఫైర్ ఎయిర్, ద వన్ విచ్ ఈస్ పర్మనెంట్లీ రిమైనింగ్ విచ్ అన్చేంజబుల్ అండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఇమ్మూవబుల్ అండ్ నాన్ డిస్ట్రక్టబుల్, దట్ ఈస్ నోన్ యాజ్ సనాతన. సో అవర్ సనాతన ధర్మ ఈజ్ ఎ పర్మనెంట్ వన్. యు నో రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ 995 AD మొహమ్మద్ గస్నీ ఇన్వేడెడ్ టు ఇండియా అప్ టు 1947 August 14th మిడ్ నైట్ ఫోరినర్స్ రూల్డ్ అవర్ కంట్రీ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ ఇండియన్ బాడీ ఫోరిన్ మైండెడ్ పీపుల్ ఆల్సో ruled this country. Even today foreigners are ruling India. Even with that, India did not die, our culture did not die, our samskara still remain intact. Even after 1000 years of suppression, oppression and depression, India did not die because of sanatana dharma. It is older than the oldest and ever novel. We have done addition, deletion, modification and correction. We have never told that only our pathway is correct. We have told whichever knowledge available in whichever country, by whichever religion and written by whichever person, if they are good, take it. If they are not good, reject it. Whatever good are available in our religion, retain it. Whatever bad are present in our religion, reject it. Tatasya kupoyamidhi bruvana ka purusha kshaarajalam pibadi. Tatasya kupaha idhi bruvana, I am kupaha. This well is dug by my father. This well is created by my father. So I respect my father. For showing my respect towards my father, since he was instrumental for making this well, I drink the water from this well even though it is salt water. Why I take the salt water? Only for showing respect towards my father. Telling that, Tatasya kupoyamiti bruvana ka purusha kshara jalam pibadi, for showing love, affection and respect towards our father. We need not drink salt water if salt water is present in the well dug by him. So if our parents have done something wrong, we need not practice it intact as such. If anything bad is there in our dharma, reject it out. Take good from wheresoever they are available. So, brahmo va, brahma jo va, ko va, yo va, satyam, satyam ityeva satyam. Whether Lord Brahma said, or father of Lord Brahma said, or that fellow said, this fellow said, whomsoever may be the person who has explained it, it is not the matter. If truth is told, if it is truth, it is truth. A lie will not become a truth by telling that somebody great man told about that. Nothing like that. So truth will remain truth, essence will remain essence, fact will remain fact. Whomsoever may be the person explained about it, whether great man or low man, lower man, nothing is important. So Sanatana Dharma always indicate that take good from everywhere, give up bad from our acharas, vicharas, sangalpas and books. So our customs and rituals are to be practiced for making our life on the earth a happy, prosperous and contented life. Now we will be going through the acharas. First question, what are the psychologically beneficial acharas? I will give you an example. When your parents put their right hand on your head and bless you, telling that Virgayur Arogya Aishwaryanam Abhivriddhi Rastu Uttarottara Abhivriddhi Rastu, or they bless you by telling that Vijayi Bhava, Shatayushi Bhava, Virghayushman Bhava, Suputravan Bhava. Like that, when they bless you, that blessing has got a terrible psychological effect. I used the word terrible for mentioning positive message only, not for negative message. So every blessing changes the brain biochemistry. That is, Professor Eric Byrne has told in his book Transactional Analysis, when you get the blessing of your teacher, your parents, your relatives, the elders, psychologically you are getting elevated. That psychological elevation is derived from the blessing because of the production of the curative chemicals, hormones in your brain. That blessing can give you psychological satisfaction, happiness, which will be reflected in the body too. When you listen to Bhagavad Gita with their message, we can say psycholinguistic effect is produced. If you are damn tired, weak and you are living with an inferiority complex, continuously listening to Bhagavad Gita can give you a confidence, self-confidence. Just like blessing can give you self-confidence, reading and understanding Bhagavad Gita can also do that. If you are continuously listening to Veda Mantra, it can give you neuro-linguistic effect. Agnimi ele purohidam yajnasya devam ratyujam oda aram ratnadadamam Agni purve e bhirshi bhiridyo nutanairuta sadevang eha vakshati agnina arayimashnavat pushami vadive dive yasasam viravattamam agniyam yajnamatvaram vishvata pariburasi sayadeveshu gacchati. These lines are frequently quoted by Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. It is from the first part of Rigveda. When you listen to Veda mantras, even though you are not in a position to understand the meaning of that, neuro-linguistic effect is produced in your brain because of the production of nearly 2 dozens of hormones in the brain. So when you are listening to Veda Mantra, your heartbeat will become normal. Blood pressure will get normalized. Adrenaline level will be getting normalized and the level of cholesterol will be normalized. Body gets a curative effect. That is why listening to Veda Mantras is a psychologically beneficial achara. In many of the hospital world over, people listen to Veda Mantra whenever they are getting the cancer problem or heart problems, blood pressures or something like that. Because mentally they are taken to another area by making them listen Vedas. Even you can get rid of the sufferings of the pain when you listen to Veda Mantra. When you drive the car, if you are listening to Veda Mantras, mental stability can be achieved. This has become a common thing. So getting the blessings, listening to mantra, listening to good music, listening to the motivating, appreciating words of others, and also your prayer. That can change violently your mind and physiology. The way in which the achara has to be performed can differ, whereas the essence of customs and rituals should never vary. The purpose and the aim and whatever is to be derived from the acharas, without diluting that, the pathway of performing the acharas can be modified. So all the acharas are also known as smritis. Smriti means to be practiced from the memory. So smriti means all the customs and rituals which are changeable during the period or kalam. Once the age is changing, the era is changing, the period is changing, when we are marching forward, the old customs and rituals are to be deleted or modified or corrected. That is the reason why they are known as smritis. So corrections are to be done for customs and rituals, whereas correction should not be done for srutis. Sruti means Vedas, Vedic messages, for which corrections are not required. They are permanent and sustainable messages. So remember that smritis are books which are written for guiding us to perform the acharas. So now it is clear for you from where our acharas have come. Many acharas have been created by the individuals from their own whims and fancies. Some of the acharas followed by the tribal people in the forest. You cannot see in any of the books which I mentioned to you few minutes ago. Those acharas are created. Deshantara achara. Some of the acharas are created that depending upon the kala. Kalantara acharas. Acharas which is coming within the kalam, time, space and time. Some of the acharas are connected with that particular area, forest area for the tribals, hilly area for the tribes in the mountain, living in the mountains and hills. Those are all the acharas created then and there according to the need. Whereas Sanatana Dharmic acharas are coming from Kalpashastra, from Purana, from Itihasa, from Upaveda and from Upanishads and Vedic literature. These acharas are to be performed, as I told you earlier, for mental, physical, family based, society based and nation based, sustainable and permanent benefits. And the acharas need not be performed in the same way in your village and also if you are going abroad. So these are all the sources of customs and rituals. But remember that there are many Dharma Shastra books. There are many Purana books. They have given the customs and rituals, in some cases, exactly the same method of practicing that. In some other cases, there is little bit of difference. Why the difference is given, you know? The customs and rituals to be practiced in Jammu Kashmir, it cannot be exactly in the same way practiced in Kerala. The customs and rituals to be practiced in Gujarat and customs and rituals to be practiced in Nagaland are different. Not the essence of the customs and rituals, but the pathway of practicing that is different. The customs and rituals to be practiced by a Hindu in England in the winter season, where the temperature goes to minus 30, the same procedure cannot be adopted in the customs and rituals to be practiced in Tamil Nadu, where during winter the temperature will be only 23 or 24. So what I wanted to convey, the customs and rituals are explained in different books in slightly different ways without losing its essence. Mainly because addition, deletion, modifications and corrections are being done in that. So I explain to you that the sources of acharas are the Brahmanical literature, particularly meant for yagas and yajnas. Aranyakas, the branch of literature known as Aranyakas, are particularly meant for those who are going for sannyasa and vanaprastha. There are some less important Upanishad explain to you how to perform the puja, how to perform the dhyana, how to use the bhasma, rudraksha and so on. Spiritual acharas are explained in the Upanishad.